This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We did it again. We've made it to Friday, Marty, and it's still unscripted. We may get to a team of the day again at some point. I feel like earlier in the week, though, like dumping on the Boston Bruins was exhausting.
It was the team of the week.
So I'm having a tough time getting back in the groove. How are you?
This is a special Friday because we could be about as far away from each other as we've ever been. I am now in Massachusetts, which is pretty far in the East Coast, and you're out west. You. So I know, I'm just letting people know where that could be on the map. And you're out west, so we could be as far away from each other as we've ever been for a Sabres live show.
Fingers crossed for Wi-Fi then, my friend.
I'm hoping my air conditioning stayed in the car here because I just opened the door a minute ago and it's like 95 degrees out here. I know, let's not complain about the heat. It's nice. We get some hot, but It's been hot anywhere in the Northeast, and so hopefully you get your nice California weather going on.
Oh, it's been great. It's actually been incredibly calm. I mean, it's basically 75 to 80 every day, no humidity. It's been, I was actually
ocean
hoping,
breeze, you know.
Yeah, good. I was hoping it would be a little hotter, quite frankly, but no, it's been good.
Got to spend like the afternoon in a hockey rink yesterday. I was telling you on the show that I was going to the Mitch Korn camp, speaking with the kids. So that was nice because it was probably one of the hottest days of the summer yesterday, and just hits you when you go outside. But I was at the Lugport rink. Got to speak with the kids. It was great to see Mitch again. He talks about Dominik Hasek and what it was like when Dom first got to Buffalo and how he was unique. There was talent there. He said this analogy about Dominik Hasek. He goes, you know, most goalies in the National Hockey League are like 1,000 pieces jigsaw puzzle, right? And they all have really, really good pieces, but sometimes you got to put them all together. Dom had about 2,000 pieces and they were all scattered. So he's like, our job and his job and, you know, the job of the Sabres and Jeremy Ian, and when, you know, they saw Dom, was to know that those pieces were going to come together and come together in such a beautiful way. But he said, you know, that's what Dom was. There was 2,000 jigsaw puzzle pieces, not just 1,000. And Dom was able to put it all together, and Mitch was a big part of that. And it was really cool to hear him talk about how he had the approach with a guy like Dominik Hasek.
I'm really curious when it comes to out of this world superstar players? How much can anyone actually help them? And how much of it is just them?
I think he mentioned something about that too. And he said there's two qualities that he sees in all superstar athletes, mm-hmm. right? One is their competitive level. Like Dom sometimes didn't let a single player score in a practice, an hour mm-hmm. practice, and nobody scored a goal. Right. Or if you beat him and you celebrated, he would say, you're staying on the ice after practice and you're going to take 50 more shots and I'm not going to let you score. So that was that. And the other one is like loving the game. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of players in the NHL, especially, they love being NHL hockey player. They love that they, you know, they're making great money, whatever. But do they love the game enough to say, I'm going to take it to another level? You see that in the superstars. They love the game. Now, I'm not saying they have to watch hockey every night. That's right. Not like I was a guy that watched hockey every night, but you have to love the game so much so that you're willing off season, in season, practice day, meetings to say you're always going to give 100%. You're going to be committed to it. And that is a big, big quality of superstars, right? That it is, you know, Wayne Gretzky or Dominic Hasek or Alexander Mogilny, whatever. Like, you come from different areas. They all compete and they all love the game.
Birthday for one of the top goalies, future Hall of Famer, Andrei Vasilevsky is 31 today.
Talk about a guy that loves the game.
Like, yeah.
He wants to play all the time. And mm-hmm. and John Cooper and Andrei Vasilevsky have such a relationship in Tampa that Coop won't pull him in games. Like, right. It's very rare that he's going to pull that he pulls
he
him.
He did against Buffalo, though, this year.
He did against Buffalo this year. You're right. But it's rare that Coop is going to pull Vasi because Vasi wants to stay in there. Even in adversity, he wants to find a way out. He loves the game. And you know, I remember seeing Andrei Vasilevsky practice in the Stanley Cup final in 2015 between Chicago and Tampa. Ben Bishop was the starter with Tampa, and Bishop was dealing with an injury, lower body injury, and we weren't sure who was going to be playing or not. And I watched Vasilevsky practice day after day after day because I was there for the whole time. And man, was I impressed. And we're talking about 10 years ago. And he's still, I watched practice last year. And he was, the game that Jonas Johansson played, he was in another level of practice habits that was incredible.
Of course, the game he got pulled, the Lightning came back to win. if I'm remembering this correctly, 6-5.
That was not one of our games, right? That was the game in Tampa.
Ooh, yeah, you're probably right on that one, actually. But I think the Sabres still might have won the season series. Anyway,
yeah,
I'm going to guess that maybe in late August we'll get to Tampa as team of the day, so we'll provide clarity on the season series at that point in time. Vasilevsky, there's no question in your mind he's bound for the Hall, right?
He will be in the Hall of Fame in first year of eligibility. Right. I have no idea why Carey Price didn't go in his first year of eligibility, but I think that those type of goalies, the Lundqvist, the Price, the Vasilevsky, like they should be in first year.
Vasi is in another world for me compared
with
to Price.
With the cups and everything, yes.
Just longer term consistency. But yeah. Here's the thing that we have to keep in mind, and maybe it ends up helping Tampa, or maybe it's completely irrelevant. Vasilevsky won't get to play in the Olympics.
No.
But the other best goalies in the world will be there for their respective countries. So
there's a lot of Russian goalies that won't get to play in the Olympics.
I know.
And now there's a lot of really good Russian goalies, the Bobrovskis, the Shesterkins, the Sorokins. There's a lot of those Russian goalies in the National Hockey League that will have a 2-week break.
It's the best time in history for Russian goalies this past decade, but specifically now. Yeah. There's never been this many elite, all from Russia at the same time.
I was talking to, so Nick Velardo is a local goalie in Buffalo. He does some goaltending teaching around, you know, Buffalo, and he's played in Russia. And I just talked to him on Wednesday, and we're talking about the flexibility that the Russian goaltenders, and he said, look, they have this gymnast mindset, right? Like how gymnasts, when they're young, they basically put them against the wall and they push them, right? So that they do their splits and they can, that's what they do with hockey players and mostly goalies as well. Mm-hmm. They train them in a different way. Like for me, I think that's over the line a little bit. Like that, you know, you got kids in tears because you're pushing them against the walls or on them to be able to stretch and all of it. But that's a little bit of a Russian gymnast kind of mentality. But all those goalies you're talking about, they're all extremely flexible, all extremely athletic. Like there was that video of Sergei Bobrovsky when he and Panarin left Columbus and they went to Florida. They were on the yacht and Bobrovsky kicked his leg up in the air and put his foot against the ceiling. That's how flexible he was. I can barely do it with my arm. He did it with his legs. You know, that's how flexible he was.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's not the only one with a birthday today.
Oh, who else?
If I was to ask you who's been one of my favorite Sabres over the last 10 years, like nondescript, low scoring, like who was a guy that I always loved when he was on the Sabres?
Rasmus Asplund.
Oh, very close. Swedish, but no.
Yeah, and I know you are
Laces.
Gonna say
Laces.
Oh yes, Angry Larry.
Angry Larry. Johan yes. Larson is 33 yes. today. He's been
Angry
back.
Angry Larry.
He's been back in the homeland for 3 years. If Hockey DB is correct, he won a title 2 seasons ago. He's been obviously far more prolific offensively in the Swedish Hockey League. You would have stumped me. I would have lost the farm, Marty, if you had presented this question. How many 20-point seasons did Johan Larson have in his NHL career?
Okay, I'm going to say 6.
0.
No way.
Dude, my head is in the clouds today. Maybe my research is not accurate. I stared at the screen for half an hour today going, this is not possible. This is not possible. This is not possible. And unless somebody can prove otherwise. Do you know what his final game was with Buffalo?
His final game was 3 years ago.
No. More.
More?
Oh, yeah. Played with Arizona and Washington before leaving the NHL.
So was that pre-COVID?
It was the game that led us to COVID. The shootout win.
The shootout win
against the Washington Capitals. First week of March, yeah. Yeah. Larry was
dashed. It has been that long?
Larry had a first period slashing penalty and was dashed 2 in a 3-2 win. However, this is amazing. His final goal as a Sabre came a month earlier against Toronto. And you know how much I love that. It came in a win on home ice against Toronto. And tying it in with that trivia question that we can't believe, with 0 20-point seasons in his career, do you know the pace at which Johan Larson scored against the Toronto Maple Leafs in his career?
Well, okay, so I'm going to say it can't be a point a game.
No.
So I will say a half a point a game.
Over. He produced at a 50-point season clip in his career against Toronto. And I was like, there's always got to be a reason why I love players. And much like That's Ryan Miller and Craig Anderson, it was because of how they played against Toronto.
So this is kind of maybe the, like, we all know the last 14 years have been tough in Buffalo. And, you know, Zemgus Girgensons was maybe a poster boy for that, right? And
tell me you didn't just say that. Do you know how this conversation started? With Vasilevsky?
Yeah, and birthdays.
Remember where Vasilevsky was drafted?
He was
drafted
a first rounder.
19th. Yes. He was drafted 19th in 2012, right after Buffalo took Grigorenko and Girgensons. Now, the Sabres the Sabres took Linus Allmark in the sixth round that year.
Yeah, it's a good pick. It's a really good pick. And it's easy to go back and say, especially with goalies, right? Like Henrik Lundqvist was a fifth or sixth rounder. And there's many of those stories, especially with goaltenders. So Andrei Vasilevsky, I mean, the Sabres had Zemgus and Mikhail Grigorenko. That, I mean, seriously, that's wow. But you know, when we talk about Angry Larry, Johan Larson, I feel like the fans enjoyed watching Larson to a certain extent. He didn't back
down. Except when he faced off against McDavid.
That was an awful Dan Bylsma situation where you have a photo op, Jack Eichel, Connor McDavid, 1-2 in the draft, and no, we are going to have Larson against McDavid, and that's what he started the game with for the photo op. It was a bad Dan Bylsma moment, but like Larson and Zemgus to a certain extent, people were like, okay, we're going to cheer for those guys because we know that they're not going to be the guys that are going to get the Sabres to the playoffs because they're not going to score 40 goals. They're not going to have 80 points and they're not going to be the number one goaltender. But in their roles, blocking shots, finishing checks, killing penalties, being a little bit more harder to play against, I think that was the expectations. And fans could enjoy at least that part of it. But again, if you're not making the playoffs and if your teams are not doing well, you're going to gravitate towards those guys a little bit more than the guys that are supposed to be performing because you're disappointed in their performances.
Who won the cup this year?
This year, the Florida Panthers. I'm like, wait a second. Is that a trick question?
It is a trick question. No. But who was on their fourth line?
This year, you had...
guys like Nosek, Gadjevich, right?
But that's, Gadjevich had a great...
Nobody's going to care. Like, this is to your point.
And the year before was Steven Lawrence and Kyle Poso when he got there. And but those were the guys.
And depending on your... As you say, team success, you're either revered, you walk together forever with the top liners and the top D and the ace goaltender, or you're just part of the NHL, which you know what? That's pretty damn good.
And so Pittsburgh wins the cup in 2009, right? And who scored the two goals in the final game? Max Talbot.
Yeah.
People are going to say, man, there was Crosby and Malkin and Marc-Andre Fleury and Chris Letang and all of it. But like, a guy like Max Talbot was one of the most popular Penguins at that time because he who cares if he scored two goals? Who cares if he had points? He had hits. He blocked shots. Gregory Campbell with Boston, he blocked so many shots that he would crawl to the bench. Hey, teams gravitate, fans gravitate towards those guys, especially if you have a winning team because – They're fun to watch. They're fun to cheer for.
There's another former Sabre has a birthday today. And he's one that I actually thought would have ended up having a little more success. Great guy, though. Corey Trapp, 36.
Oh, yeah. When you say, like, former Sabres, and I think you're going to go, like, in the Jacob Josephsons and those, like, obscure names of former Sabres.
Oh, well, since we're talking about, and we have talked about this many times, because we'll never forget COVID and where we were in the moments leading up to it. In that, what turned out to be Johan Larsson final game, do you remember who scored the shootout winner? in his final game in a very brief cameo for Buffalo?
Wayne Simmons. Because he was there for
Dominic,
that.
Dominic Cahoon.
Ah, Dominic Cahoon, you're right. But wasn't Wayne Simmons there because he got traded at the deadline,
yeah.
Stayed here.
It was
for
his
a
only
bit.
Win as a Sabre, I think.
Yeah.
Was that game.
Potentially. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. Wayne Simmons tells a funny, not so funny story, but he goes, I got traded to Buffalo. We went on the road right away. We're flying back right to the airport. And all of a sudden I get our at the time, what was his name? He was the travel coordinator, but he walked up the back of the plane and he goes, Simmer, so your car got broken into? So don't panic when you get to the, his car got broken into at the airport. And he's like, I just been here like for 3 days and I've already got, and then COVID happened and that was the end of the year.
We shared something on that road trip.
We shared a floatable device in the Lazy River.
Lazy River in Arizona, baby. Yes. On a game day.
Yes. I was worried we were going to be burnt when we got onto the broadcast, but we managed to apply enough sunscreen. But yes, that was the Lazy River trip. It may have been the year before that. We went to San Jose, had some nice rooftop pool time in San Jose as well. So, yeah, I like being at home. I love that we don't have to go on the road all the time, but the 5 or 6 games we go on the road for, we make the best out of it.
Nikita Novikov, happy birthday. 22nd for him after 2 years with the Amherst. A third season coming up. There's been turnover with Rochester, of course. Komarov gets more of the attention down there. There's no question. I am still very curious to see where it goes for Novikov. I think he's,
it's intriguing.
Yeah, yeah.
When I think of Novikov, big, can provide a little bit of offense, can have a physical presence on the back end. You got Sevi Komarov, you got Novikov, you got a couple of Russian defensemen there that could have an impact for the Sabres. And then that doesn't even include like Ryan Johnson and the Radim Mirka that they drafted now in the first round. There's some really good young defense prospect. It will be interesting because if those guys end up continuing to develop and can somehow gain a couple of roster spots moving forward, that gives you a little bit of flexibility on the back end. That gives you a little bit of, okay, where do we go now? But they're also different. Those defensemen, like Ryan Johnson is not Sevi Komarov, it's not Novikov. They're different in the way that they play. So I really am intrigued by the big Russian machine that is Novikov and happy 22nd. He's so young. Like he could be, what if he played another couple of years in the American League and then was 25 in the NHL? That's not a problem. Continue to get better so that you can have a role with the Sabres maybe in 3 years.
Chris Baker's going to join us on Monday, actually. We'll probably dive a little deeper into just how the Amherst look. Obviously, an awful lot of familiar faces based on the young star power up front. Yeah. So that's going to be a ton of weight on their shoulders. But we just mentioned most of the defense corps. You factor in that Zach Metza has himself a real NHL, AHL contract now. So the incentive for him to just, continue pushing forward. You got Rathbone back. He'll take on, a continued prominent role with the group. So, and as we've talked about often, goaltending, for many reasons, is going to be fascinating to watch. How much does Devin, if Devin is there, obviously gets the bulk of the workload, but, you've got Leinonen coming over to North America for the first time, and, how much can he carve out as far as playing time?
I don't know how many fans got to see development camp and paid attention to the goalies, but Tapias Leinonen, he is a monster of a goalie size-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so evident, the difference in size. And not only in size, a lot of those big goalies, when they're younger – they have no idea how to maximize net coverage with their equipment because, you know, you're growing and you don't have the pants that really are filling the net. And I don't want to say cheat, but we all try to maximize the area of coverage. That's part of being a goalie. And Tobias Lininen was so big. Like, that was so evident. He looked like a big NHL goaltender. And obviously, first year pro in North America this year coming up, it will be interesting to see how he does. But there's another intriguing part of the prospect pool because the size is there. And I'm not one that focuses on size so much when it comes to goaltender. You're going to have Tobias Lennon and maybe with Devin Levi. There's going to be like almost 5 or 6 inches difference between the two of them. And you'll see the size difference. They have different qualities as goaltenders. But when you see the sheer size of that goalie, it's very much intriguing.
So again, Chris Baker from Sabre Prospects will join us on Monday. Do you have anything else, or are we going to have to turn our attention to Calgary when we come back?
We'll turn the attention to Calgary when we come back, but I'll tell you this. I totally forgot until I walked. So I'm in Northampton, Massachusetts. My daughter has a horse show, and this is one of the best, like, Morgan horse shows in the East Coast. And so a couple of days ago, well, 3 days ago now, on July 22nd, 2009, that was, I signed a one-year deal with the New York Islanders. I had been, for 3 weeks, I was a free agent. Like, it was a long 3 weeks. But the day I signed my contract, I was actually in this same location. The New York Islanders faxed my contract to the horse show office. And I went to the horse show office. I'm like, do you guys have papers for me? They're like, yeah. I signed it right then, and I put it back in the fax machine so they would get it. Like, this is the exact location I signed this one-year deal with the New York Islanders. I don't know that there's a lot of people that can say, oh, yeah, we were at a horse show, and all of a sudden these papers, National Hockey League standard player contract, kept coming through for somebody to sign.
There have been some failed fax machine moments in NHL contract history, but no need to worry about that. With the Islanders and Max Ciplikoff, they avoid arbitration, 2 years, $2.25 million. That's a very, very low deal for a player who obviously has some offensive upside and maybe even shows more of that this year based on the fact that they have added some offensive pieces, have the Islanders. And then lastly, before we break, quickly on Jackson Blake and Carolina's 8-year commitment to him after a mid-30s point total in his rookie season. He gets 8 years at 5.6 per.
That's a little expensive, but talk to me in 3 or 4 years from now, because I saw Jackson Blake kind of get elevated in the lineup a few times this year. It's funny, he's playing first line, and then all of a sudden, he's playing fourth line. Like, there was either everything or nothing. But I do feel that Eric Tolsky, the GM in Carolina, Rod Brind'Amour, they see Jackson Blake as a top six. And if you're going to get 50 points, 60 points out of Jackson Blake at some point in his 8-year deal, and he's making, you know, a little over $5 million, that could be the way Carolina is going to continue managing their assets and their cap. We've seen a few longer-term contracts at the lower numbers, maybe just because players want to take the term and be secured in that way. I was very surprised on the 8-year deal. I'm not surprised on the money because I think there's a very good upside to Jackson Blake, but it's still a bit of a gamble for Carolina.
It's closer to $6 million than it is to $5 million on an annual basis.
Yes.
So I think it's a lot. But anyway, they when you look at Carolina and their commitments, they could look very similar for an awful lot of years. That is without question the way it had been built previously, but certainly under Tulsky as well. As when you think of Stankoven and obviously Jarvis last summer and
Ehlers.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean,
Ehlers and now Jackson Blake, and you think that Aho and Svechnikov are going to be a part of this for a long time as well. So
Svechnikov will be the next tricky one for them, I think.
Yes.
You know, just in how does it all fit? And, you know, do they see... Anyway, let's say that Carolina's close. Like, they might even be up next week.
But they
really
were supposed
early.
To be today, but they've been pushed to probably Tuesday.
Yes. Well, tip of the cap to longtime Sabres videographer Sam Korotkin, because when I prompted you with spontaneous Sabres birthday trivia, Sammy said he was screaming Johan Larsson long before you even said Asplund. So,
well,
Sammy
your
knows
favorite.
Me well.
I
I'm an easy
known
read.
Angry Larry was your favorite, but I think Asplund was also one of the top five in your group.
I'm partial to Swedes, if you didn't know.
And plus, we got to meet Mr. Asplund a few times, right? So that was funny too.
Absolutely. Sabres Fan Fest, it's coming up. And in fact, the pace which we're navigating this show, we might be at FanFest by the time this show comes to an end. It's presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It's returning to Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza Saturday, September 13th. You know all about it. This has been...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
And an annual event. There's so much going on, including the Hockey Fest street hockey tournament. Just head to sabres.com/fanfest to learn more. Back after this.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
There is but one downside to our geographic locations today, Marty. Neither of us can be at Nietzsche's tonight when our co-worker and star, Addison Logan, performs. Doors at 8, show at 9, Stephen Babcock headlining. Addison is amazing and looking forward to her continued success.
Yes. I want to make it to one of those shows.
I'm dragging you to one of them at some point.
Yes, you have to. You have to force me. Although I was dragged out last night for a little bit, but it wasn't to a music venue. I went to the draft room because they opened up their cigar lounge in the back, which was great. You know, a couple of former Sabres were there. Daryl Shannon was there. Michael Pecco was there. Les Kuntar was there. You know, former Rochester Americans. He was in the Sabres, but he was an Amherst and a Canadians and whatnot. So we had a very nice time over there with the cigar lounge. But yes, drag me out to one of Addie's concert, and you know, one of those days I want to check it out.
We're about a week away from the arbitration hearing for Connor Timmins.
Yes.
You think the hearing's going to happen or not?
Oh, I'm going to say...
Come on, man. The answer is no.
The odds are no, because usually they get settled. Like, if they set the hearing for August, what is it? August the 2nd? So they're going to call each other on August the 1st and say, okay, let's talk about it. And it's going to get figured out on August the 1st or the morning of the 2nd. That's usually like, you don't have a deadline until that date is set. And it's always within 48 hours of the arbitration, you know, happening that things get settled. So I'm going to say they will not go to arbitration and they will have something worked out with Connor Timmins.
Over the final 16 games of the NHL's regular season, who do you think led the NHL in goals?
Over the final 16 games, well, it wasn't Draisaitl because he missed some time. Oh, this is a trick question. I'm going to go with Nazem Kadri because Calgary is our team of the day and it has to have a relations to it.
You take the fun out of everything. Yes, Kadri scored 12 times.
But I remember he got really hot. Like he went from mid-20s to like mid-30s. Yeah.
He was actually hot most of the year. He was very consistent. He was in the same company as Thompson and Tuck and Ovechkin through the last couple of months of the year. But yeah, he had 12 goals and 19 points over the final 16 games in which Calgary went 11-2-3. And if they had just gone 11-1-4, they would have made the playoffs. No team in the NHL went to overtime more than Calgary. They shared that honor with Vancouver last year. They went 24 times. However, their record beyond regulation was 10-14.
Yeah.
If they had just been 11-13, if they had won, they got one more point.
One shootout win. It's 1 point.
Unbelievable. Nobody had a more tragic end to the season than Calgary.
Yeah.
Because there were two spots available in the West, both wildcard positions, and the standings ended Minnesota 97, St. Louis 96, Calgary 96. They had a chance at wildcard one. They didn't make it. It was heartbreaking, but the numbers would say they never should have been there anyway. 29th in goals for, 16th in goals against, 19th on the power play, 25th on the penalty kill. They were mediocre, but somehow they were in the mix right to the end. So what do we expect from the Calgary Flames moving forward?
So they made a big move in season, right? A trade with the Philadelphia Flyers that saw Farabee and Frost get to Calgary, which added to their depth. I think that was the key for them offensively. Kadri went from 75 points to 67 points. He was still their top scoring leader, and he had the 35 goals. But Jonathan Huberdeau was better. He had 62 points, 28 of them goals. So you saw a little bit more consistent like scoring, even though they were not a good scoring team, but they stayed close. Dustin Wolf was really good. I think that the Flames, to me, are a team that's going to give you exactly what they gave you last year, this season. 95 or so points. But I feel like they did not surround Dustin Wolf in the same way that they did last year. They gave him a really good backup goaltenders the last couple of years, and Dan Vladar. Vladar walked as a UFA, goes to Philadelphia. They're bringing in, like, they have Devin Cooley. We knew Devin Cooley from his time in Rochester, and they went and got a goalie from Russia, Ivan Prosvetov, who was with Colorado before that. But they're not surrounding Dustin Wolf with what I think he would need this year. Although maybe they feel he can run the show and be as good as he was, you know, for most of the season last year. But even on defense, I don't feel like their defense is a standout group. So to me, it's going to be like you're going to win games 3-2 if Dustin Wolf is good. If Wolf isn't good, it may be a problem.
Well, the defense could look different before the season begins or certainly in season based on Rasmus Anderson's future. What do you think happens there?
I think that they'd be crazy to let him go. They'd be crazy. And if they trade him, they better get something very, very strong in return. You're thinking about a top right shot defenseman. This is going to be in high demand as it always is. So when I look at Rasmus Anderson, I think if Calgary is going to move on from him, they better get something really, really good in return. Or you just got to roll the dice. And we've seen teams over the years, like if they're in a playoff spot at the trade deadline, well, maybe you got to have the, you know, what they call the own rentals, right? Where you keep the players so that you can make the playoffs and you'll figure it out later. But I would be very surprised if they move on from Rasmus Anderson unless they were to get the return that they'd be looking for.
Well, we mentioned Kadri. He's got 4 years remaining at $7 million. But the production has been there. He's actually been pretty consistent and then some in his 3 years with the Flames. So, of course, since the moment he signed there, the rumors have followed. Like, is this really going to last? Is he going to be traded? He has full say on wherever he chooses, if he chooses. Do you think Kadri will in fact be traded? And if he is out there, again, he controls everything. Would you pursue him if you're the Sabres?
I mentioned it many times. I mentioned it last year. I'd love to have a Nazem Kadri on the Buffalo Sabres. And I think he would be better slotted with the Sabres because I don't see Kadri as being a number one center. Like when he was in Colorado, he was a third line center. And that's why he was so effective. He could even be a second line center. But I don't see him as a top line center, although he makes $7 million. So he's getting paid like a top two center, and I get that. I would love to have a guy like Nazem Kadri on the Buffalo Sabres. I think that would be fantastic. And I love the production that he can bring, the grit that he brings, the intangibles that he brings. I think he's a smart hockey player, could play the power play, the bumper position, the net front position. There's a lot of really good there. When we were supposed to do the Calgary Flames yesterday as our team of the day, but with talking about Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan and all of that, it just, you know, went on for the whole show. We ask online, like, are you interested in a guy like Nazem Kadri? And the response were so polarizing, Duffer. There was a lot of no, 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 he's old and too much money. And there was a lot of absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. There wasn't anybody in the middle saying, yeah, I could see it. Like, you know, it would have to make sense. No, it was like 100% yes or 0% no. That's what was the response on social media.
Do you think he ends up in Toronto?
No, I don't. I think that, if anything, Nazem Kadri would probably like to be able to stick it to the Leafs a little bit. So if he was given that opportunity, I think he would love that.
Huh.
You know, he's made a few comments, like when the Leafs and the Flames have played over the last couple of years, about, you know, how his time in Toronto was great and he grew up a Leafs fan. And he has a book out, and it's a really interesting story, right? The dynamic of him and growing up and, you know, taking hockey. Nobody in his family had ever played the game, and he was the first one to play the game. And and you know, some of the obstacle he dealt with. It's a really interesting story and a good book. But he talks about the love that he had for the Leafs, and playing for the Leafs was great. But I do feel that right now, maybe he'd love to be that villain and maybe stick it to the Leafs a little bit.
I think one of the bigger questions for the Flames moving forward is Sharon Govich and whether he will get back to the previous year's level. He was a 30-goal scorer for the first time who regressed to a 32-point season last year and has 5 years to go at $5.75 million. We have
Sharon Govich, 31 goals 2 years ago, not good enough. And Ryan Huska is an interesting story, their head coach, because it's going to be his third year now. Mm-hmm. He had a little below 500 season 2 years ago, a really good season, 96 points last year. Can he continue to push the right buttons, right, in year three? Year three is a tough year for a coach because year one, you're adjusting. Year two, you're pressing. Year three, you got to keep it going. That's going to be interesting.
Don't press the buttons. We still have time left on Sabres Live. Stay
with us. New Music Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Marty, I wanted to share with you the images captured yesterday on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, tributes to Ozzy and his star. And, you know, sometimes in wake of someone's passing, I'm going to pour one out for such and such. What you were seeing amidst the flowers was a lot of empty drink containers. So I think a lot of people poured one out for Ozzy amidst some beautiful words. Poetry, flowers. It was as you would expect, appropriately touching.
It is so touching, and obviously, it's one of those special moments when there's a group of people that can share together some memories. Like when RJ passed, and we had the the RJ signed right at the, you know, the Alumni Plaza, and the RJ calls were being played and the whole Alumni Plaza and fans went there. You get to share that experience and what it meant for you with others, people you don't even know. So I'm sure there's been a lot of people hanging out in those lovely tribute and getting to talk about Ozzy. I did again last night, go into a bit of a rabbit hole, and I rewatched that video of these music students that play Crazy Train on the xylophones.
Oh,
and on,
yes.
It
yes.
is amazing. And Ozzy was there like crying watching it in that moment, that one that I saw, because they are, you know, they're so into it. It's such a great musical piece, and you can play it on all the instruments. It's so great.
Well, you asked for it, New Music Friday.
Yes.
Kingfish is a stunningly talented blues guitarist who I actually saw out here in California a couple of summers ago. So he has a new track out, Bad Like Me. I would recommend that. Now, one album that I've been waiting for, I've been sitting on the four songs that they already had released for the last little while, and one of them I did share a portion of with you, was Baggy Jeans by the band Camino, because mm-hmm. the line in the song was, "You crushed all of my dreams in the hour that you had free." So that's how I view Sabres Live every day. It's like you just crush all my hard work, you know, in the hour that you have free for us. But anyway,
or Burakowski crushing dreams.
Yes, so yes. So anyway, the band Camino, their album Never Always out in full today. It is outstanding. We won't see. Good luck on the links on Monday. But
thank you.
I'll be here for Sabres Live. See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.